How to Art, From Mona Lisa to Live Portraits. When working with graphite, identify the darkest parts of your image first. That is where you should start with a middle pencil, like B or 2B. Don't go too dark, because B pencils can be oily and hard to erase. And don't press hard on your paper. Paper is a little miracle. You have to protect it. Don't scar your paper with indentations, because once graphite gets into them, it will be hard to erase without damaging the paper. But the main thing is that the darkest parts of your image, or Mona Lisa's eyes, hold the entirety of the soul of your subject. This is why it is so important to actually have hard shadows in your source image. Art without shadow leaves out way too much. One of my commissions didn't have shadows, and while it came out perfect, so much more could have been said if I had shadows. And it is not possible to just add shadows. Our faces actually have multiple looks. The impressions people get when looking at you from the side and when looking at you from the front cause two distinct feelings. We actually merge all the different looks when we befriend a person. We learn to recognize them from all angles, appreciate their beauty all around. But if all you have is a perfectly sunlit photo, then you can't add shadow. You won't be able to recreate the person in a photo. A stranger will come out. If you are doing fantasy art, adding shadows is nothing. There are shadow reference books, so you can just doodle something close enough. But remember that art is about teaching and making friends, and not being stuck at home. Fantasy art is something you would do at work. When you are out in the real world, you have to do real portraits. Or like now, practice your Mona Lisa. It won't take very long to put together a kit that will help you create live portraits. The transition to live portraits is something you just go through without thinking about it. You will need some technology to do your model justice. Don't do freehand. You only come close and fluctuate, constantly distorting and improving your image. A portrait is a way of recognizing the impossible beauty of another human being. These are people who mark milestones for you. Each time you capture their beauty, you grow in wisdom and in light. You have to take a photo, probably in a coffee shop, but one that is lit by the hard light of the sun. So it has to be morning or evening. You have to use a pico projector to transfer their beauty and their soul to two-dimensional paper, which should be huge. One of the beautiful things about portraits is that they are basically huge posters. Posters that focus on capturing the soul of your beautiful subject and bring light to their eyes and wisdom and lips and beauty. It is really helpful if you snap a photo during sunset so that the sun will shortly move out of your way. Don't worry about having a bunch of art equipment with you. You need it to create a fast portrait that does proper justice. You have to be a photographer, a technologist, a maverick, and a force of nature. And a teacher. You have to explain everything that you are doing along the way. Mount your pico projector above your big drawing paper. Maybe use a filter to increase contrast of your photo to get the shadows out first. And then be ready to move quickly. Listen to your heart. Use a bee pencil to quickly get the shadows in and your biggest tortillon to make them less pencil and more gradient. If you got a hard edge in there somewhere, use an eraser to recreate it. Eyes are the windows to the soul. Make sure to bring light to the bottom of the iris, just like Leonardo did for his Mona Lisa. The parts that seem empty are empty because there is nothing there. If you see an empty shoulder, for example, but you still want that angle, ask the person posing to touch their shoulder with their hand. But move quickly. Explain that most people need to meet up again for a new portrait. A portrait is like an expedition. Not all expeditions succeed at first, but eventually they work out perfectly. Sometimes, if you have time, you can do multiple sketches scattered throughout one large piece of paper. This looks especially nice when you took multiple photos from multiple angles. It's a true work of art. Oh, and remember your signature, but don't go crazy with it. Mine was just a little kitty cat with ears perked up. Ask if you can keep the photo or photos and make a few more portraits, this time for a local gallery. Please, whatever you do, don't do art at home. You have to go outside. Half of art is teaching others how to do it. The true connection to art is not the beauty you capture, but all the different things you will learn about yourself and others along the way. There's one more thing. Always be ready to give some of your kid away to whoever was made speechless by your art. Have an unfinished Mona Lisa at hand, some extra pencils, and a mini little kit that you can just gift them. We are all born artists, and we have to remind each other to know